In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. John's eating habits mirrored his preaching. The mouth that ate locust and wild honey uttered words that were sweet to some, but as bitter as a plague of locust to others. And no one was crawling with more of St. John's verbal locust than Herodias, the illegitimate wife of King Herod. The prophet Elijah had his wicked queen Jezebel to deal with, and he who came in the spirit and power of Elijah had his Herodias. Both strong women, yet twisted daughters of Eve, who licked their murderous lips at the thought of having a pound of prophetic flesh. Jezebel never got hers, but Herodias did get hers. Yes, indeed, pounds of plenty in the form of a head dripping with preacher's blood. And that's a vivid reminder that there's no more dangerous place on earth to be than within a pulpit. For here the prophet says loudly and publicly what many would only whisper in the shadows, if even there. Such preaching landed Jeremiah in the stocks, led to Isaiah being sawn in two, and cost John his head. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it will always be. For the truth of God will never achieve popularity in a world full of men who love lies. You who aspire to the office of pastor may never face a guillotine, but as long as you preach for the truth and against the lie, you shall remain in the bullseye of Satan's archers. Don't be surprised at this. For a disciple is not above his master. Everything that belongs to God must be crucified. For it is only in being conformed to the image of the Father's Son that you truly belong to God. Christ didn't suffer so that you would not suffer. He wasn't crucified so that you would not bear the cross. He didn't die so that you would not die. Rather, he suffered, was crucified, and died so that in him, welded to his flesh in the heat of baptism, you might be plunged into the same death and emerge alive again in his resurrection. So it is for you, and so it was for St. John. He was the forerunner of our Lord in every sense of the term, running before him in his birth, running before him in his baptizing and preaching and suffering and, yes, his dying. For him, this second Elijah, there were no chariots and horses of fire, no deathless departure, no first-class whirlwind voyage to the pearly gates. Dungeon, darkness, decapitation. These were the prophet's reward. Yet in this reward, he was still running before our Lord, his bodiless head still a voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." For preparing the way John was, giving his head for the head of the church, the one whose head would be crowned with thorns, splashed with blood, dead by a ruler's decree. Dead for you. Bloody for you. Crowned for you. Dead for you who, like Salome, have danced in the arms of the devil, following his lead to do things of which you are now ashamed. Bloody for you who, like Herodias, have nursed plenty of grudges of your own against those undeserving of your malice. Crowned for you who, like Herod, have feared looking bad in front of your friends more than you have feared looking bad in the eyes of God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Quit the dance, bury the grudge, fear God, and flee to the head of the church, the head that was dead, bloody, crowned, and resurrected for you. Take John's hand and flee from the wrath to come, to the Lord God of Israel, for he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Receive the wedding garment from this new King David, and recline with John at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where you shall be filled with the fruit harvested from the tree of life. Eat, drink, and be merry, for there are no tomorrows in heaven's calendar, only the eternal now. The way has been opened for you, for in the Jordan that flows between time and eternity stands the Ark of God, who takes away the sin of the world, dividing the waters, that you might walk with John from this wilderness of sin to the Holy Land above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.